Ето сега фантастичния Майкъл Бей, как поредното ни интервю. Хей, Майкъл, hello, how are you?
How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Basically, now I'm into my files, seeing that this is probably our 20th interview for the last 20 years, but the first via Skype. Before,
please come closer to the microphone and let's hope that my network here doesn't collapse, because sometimes it does it. Mm-hmm. And just when that happens, don't you worry, we just reconnect, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I'm used to the Skype failures from time to time.
No, it's been a bit shaky here with the Telefonica connection here. And mm-hmm. today I had a few dropouts listening to music, you know. And so I just hope that everything will be nice.
For sure. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, now a lot better than in the beginning because you were breaking up. Now you're fine.
Because I was playing my God-given right, the title mm-hmm. song of the record.
I heard it.
I won't play anything though. So please, let's start with this. The new album is ready. Well, I'm sure that you, being a professional musician and a professional entertainer before everything else, you've done already something like more than just a dozen interviews. So don't make me sound silly. We're asking you a stupid question. Please tell us.
You worry. And sometimes, you know, I'm fishing for words too, because I had a few things to fetch here before, and I'm you know, that's my first interview today, and I didn't talk much before, so you're
okay.
Not the only one.
Yeah, okay. So, говорихме си, затова казах му, през всичките тези години сме правили толкова интервюта, сигурно 20, именно с теб, ако можеш да осъзнаеш факта, че говорим за първи път по Skype. Той каза да, не се изненадвайте, ако се прекъсне връзката, защото практически дори да се случи, ще се свършим отново. Техническите неща ги прескача. Well, the first thing is, how would you translate the title, My God-given Right, into German?
In German, it's exactly the same. It would be the Gottgegebenes Recht.
Well, yeah, but it's not exactly the same. Say it again, please, but slowly.
Das Gottgegebene Recht. The God-given right.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the same. It's really the same, but it has a slightly different meaning, because in German it's more like a religious approach and more like a truthful thing. In the United States it's more or less used for possession of weapons.
Всъщност той произнесе заглавието на новия албум на немски, помоли го да го направи по-бавно. Той каза, ето виждате ли, звучи по един и същи начин, но всъщност има един малък нюанс, тази божествената схема на немски и свързана с религия, но на американски звучи като компания за поръчка на оръжие. Basically, we're living into interesting times nowadays. It seems that the Cold War is on again. But you, Halloween has been one of the few, of not too many German bands, to be on and off both sides of the Berlin Wall before, and now I truly believe that you still have a huge follow up in Germany. In Russia. But basically, because you're a very entertaining band, I'm not putting this conversation into politics. The thing here is, after 15 albums, you personally, as a musician, where do you feel the main point to keep on doing it?
It's basically because there's not so much the majority of each one of us could do apart from that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a musician, it's hard to suddenly become a painter, or like if you wanted to do movie scores, you know, instead of Halloween or whatever. I mean, you'd be in for like a lot of work, because, you know, there's like always lots of people waiting for you, you know, to show what you can do, because basically their knowledge of things or whatever may be 10 or 20 fold, you know. And then if you're trying to enter like a new area where you would like to do something, they would say like, hey, you know, I've been doing movie scores for 40 years. Let's see what you can do. You know, if I wanted to be a painter or whatever, you know, it's not that I had the time to, you know, train that and whatever. And then probably other painters would say, yeah, it's quite a good entrance. You know, it's interesting for some idiot like you, you know, what you can paint, that you can actually hold a brush. But, you know, what I see is crap. And apart, you know, for the political situation, it's like that we consider ourselves mostly world citizens, right? And we've come to see so many things from different parts of the world. And at least I try to have an understanding for all of the sides, you know. It's there's always like a particular reasoning behind each country's opinion and politics, right? And sometimes I cannot have an opinion, but at least I try. And then the other thing is if you utter your opinion, that's a different thing.
Говорихме си в тези последни 3-4 минути с Майкъл Вейкат за това. Казах му, вие всъщност сте една германска група, която е една от малкото, които бяха успели на времето да пробият Берлинската стена и да стигна до нашата част на света. Не искам да говорим за политически неща, защото вие сте хора, които сте по-скоро с забавлението, а светът днес е толкова различен. От друга страна обаче не мога да не те попитам... Всъщност, кое е нещото, което лично теб те кара да продължаваш да се занимаваш след 15, т.е. 14 албума, защото този е новият, е 15-ти за историята на Хелоуин, с музика той каза, ами защото всъщност не сме имали време да се научим дори да държим четката. Набързо предавам това, което си говорихме по обясними причини. Дори да искам да се занимавам с изобразително изкуство, някой ще дойде и ще ви каже, бе, ти не държиш правило четката. А що се отнася до политическата част на въпроса, с която започнахме, аз винаги съм се опитвал да гледам и да разбирам, тъй като светът е широк и спасение дебна от всякъде, да разбирам и гледната точка на всички страни. Изключително точен и дипломатичен отговор. Alright, so yeah, the thing is that you come into Bulgaria for like in, let's say, 6 weeks time to play with Judas Priest, a band that you you know pretty well. I mean, tell us more about the tour. Are you gonna share the bill with the guys all over Europe, or it's like a selected few dates?
It's a few festivals that take place because there's been some interest, I think, of the Serbian promoter who wanted us together with Judas Priest, because he was basically doing Judas Priest and wanted to do us anyways. But then he had to ask, well, they're their own promoter or whatever, and so these things got mixed together. And so it's only for the few shows, you know, where that is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, we're going to have just festivals, you know. It's going to be like 20 festivals. We're going to play the Loud Park in Japan, and afterwards we're going to just 10 hours by plane to Australia to do some 5 shows in Australia.
Together with Priest?
No.
These are just the
marked and confirmed concerts that you see that take place with Judas Priest are the only one. I think it's around 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. Всъщност, попитах го за концерта с Judas Priest. Той каза, всъщност, цялата тази схема стара от един организатор в Сърбия, който искаше да всяка цара да ни види с тях. А иначе ние да ще свирим на големите фестивали, а иначе концертите ни с Judas Priest ще бъдат 3 или 4. Знаем, че те, Хелоуин, практически са доста близки до Judas Priest и така нататък. There is a song on the album which is pretty much like turning to be, I'm sure that you had made it, months before it happened, with, I'm talking about Lost in America. Yeah, and what we can read about the song is that it was a particular, it's a true story, right? That you got lost somewhere in America in a plane. But I mean, nowadays, when people are so much dubious about the second pilot sitting alone in the cabin when the first one go to have a pee, how did it feel when it happened? I mean, the tragedy with.
When you have psychopaths, you know, doing things, and that never happened before, and hopefully it's never ever going to happen again.
Hopefully,
you,
yeah.
You can certainly hardly keep psychopaths from trying to find public recognition for any kind of crap they want to do, you know, and it's just like, it's a sign of the times. So what I think is really necessary in the future to, you know, for each and every country to put more value on general education and stuff. You know, mm-hmm. You never know what kind of life that guy had, but I think his life was too good because he had it too easy. You know, that's all I want to say about it.
Mm-hmm. В новия албум Halloween има една песен, която ще чуем след малко, Lost in America. Тя е създадена по повод факта, че в един момент те са се возили в един самолет в Щатите. Не се знае ни какво се случва и така нататък. Няма значение всъщност конкретната причина, но попита го по повод този германски случай с този самолет, в който, знаете, се разбиха хората в Алпите. Как се почувствахте, когато, защото е ясно, че парчето е правено много преди тази ситуация, той каза да психопати ще има винаги в целия свят. Просто трябва със сигурност да се повиши нивото на образование. Така или иначе, това е, няма повече какво да кажа, освен това, че такива неща не трябва да се повтарят. Are you still in Spain?
Yes, I'm here in Tenerife, Canary Islands.
Yeah, how is it?
I moved from Hamburg and I closed the apartment in Hamburg, I don't know, some 8 or 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Всъщност той е, се отказал да затвори апартамента си в Хамбург преди 7 или 8 години и живее в Тенерифе, в Испания. How does it feel like to be a southerner now?
There's not so much snow here. That's what counts. And the people are nice, you know.
Няма толкова сняг, защото той от 10 години живее, както каза там. Аз го питах какво е да си южняк. Няма толкова сняг и това е страхотно. А и хората са много по-яки. Did you have more songs written, but not, or probably even recorded, but they didn't make the album, so we can expect them to be soon release as bonuses and stuff?
No, the bonus and B-side tracks had already been picked during the meeting that we had about what's going to be recorded and what's going to be released. And there's going to be a few more tracks, you know, on Japanese editions and elsewhere, you know. But it's not that much. I think it's just 4 or 5 tracks at maximum.
Mm-hmm. Въпросът беше такъв. Дали всъщност има песни, които те са измислили, композирали или може би дори записали, които не са влезли в албума, да ги очакваме като Борус и Майкъл Вейкат каза, всъщност не са чак толкова много, плюс това те вече са решени. На срещата, която си организирахме по повод издаването на този албум, стана ясно, че те ще излязат примерно в Борус или в Япония, но така или иначе става дума за 4 или 5 album. Now, when we're around this 9th May craziness about the end of the Second World War, this question, it's not, what they call it politically correct or incorrect, I don't fucking care. The thing is that, you know, that bands like, let's say, Lemmy of Motorhead, even Judas Priest, used to have some Second World War memorabilia in terms of even stage clothes. You guys in Germany, it's easy to explain, couldn't afford it, but because of the public opinion or whoever can call it whatever he likes. But now, like, how much is that? 50, how many years is since the end of the Second World War?
Long enough, probably 60 years, but you know, yeah. It's very important to keep up the reminder of what was happening and how mm-hmm. it happened, you know, because like, for instance, obviously the Americans, they are not aware like how things went down in Germany by emitting Patriot Acts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened in Germany. Now, the Americans may not have the general common knowledge about what happened in Germany right after. But you can say that in the United States, the same instrumentarium was used and is in place, you know, for different means, it was said. But the same things have been done, you know. Mm-hmm. And in Germany, we now have a constitution where things like that are not possible because we learned out of the past, and there's structures in place that something like what happened before cannot happen easily anymore. You would have to try that by different means yet to be invented, you know. But it's important to see how everything was, how things may have appeared, how glorious things may have looked to the common folk in Germany at that time, and what was going on, you know, and that nobody was suspecting what was going on behind the scenes, you know, until it was spread by word of mouth, and it was so hard for everyone to believe, like a general citizen. And that's another thing I wanted to say. There's always a difference in all the world, you know, whether you are talking about the government or the people itself, you know, what may be the properties of particular people. You talked about the Russians before. Mm-hmm. You know, personally, I think that the Russians are a very nice, calm and alternative thinking, believing people, you know, they can be so calm and cool, and they can come up with so many good ideas and whatever.
Of course.
You know, it's just the people. And then if you're talking about the government, they have is a different thing, you know, same with like the Eastern Bloc and everything that went on, or the Ottoman Empire or whatever, you know. And You always got to take, you know, the intellectuals and the nice people of each country and put them, you know, in contrast to what kind of government they have at a given time, you know.
Do you actually think that there is a tendency of governments trying to put, again, people against people on a national think way? Like, let's say Russians versus Polish, and stuff like this, or it's too early to say?
I don't know. It could be. But then, you know, it's like you have blocks and you have interest groups. And, you know, there's always going to be interests, you know, contrary to other people's interests. And what we need, I think, is common sense put into, well, you know, the politicians and the people responsible in each country, because I think they're being paid a lot of money, you know, to not let war happen and things like that. That's what they're getting paid for. That's what they're there for. They're supposed to look after the people so that there's peace and understanding. That's what they're being paid for, and that's what they should do as their job.
I will translate this when I play the song Lost in America. Before, I won't take your time, but last question is, actually, I never thought of asking you. This is the first time. Don't answer if you don't feel like, because we're talking about values, about actually our vision on the world of today and the world of yesterday and stuff. Michael, are you yourself religious? Do you believe in God?
Yeah, I mean, I have a God. I think there's something like a God, an entity that watches over you, helps you, you know, protects you. Because there's a lot of hope involved, you know, as like a German poet once said, or maybe it was a Swiss poet, I don't know. He said, if God wouldn't exist, you would have to invent him or it, you know. And I think that's kind of all right, you know, even though I didn't like the other things he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely right. If God didn't exist, you had to invent him. This is the thing you said, right?
Yeah.
I think that this is Voltaire, and Voltaire is French, man.
All right. Whatever he was.
Well, believe me, Voltaire was French. Anyway,
is
so
where the electrical power is coming from.
All right, so thank you. I can't wait to see you in Sofia. Enjoy the time in sunny Tenerife before you start touring, and I'll talk to you soon. Stop the cough immediately, have a beer.
But I believe you have sunny weather too right now, no?
Well, yeah, believe it or not, but yesterday it was 31 degrees. It was even more than we expected, unfortunately.
Well, that's very good. You know, have a nice vacation too, whenever you can.
Yeah.
And thanks to everybody listening, and thanks for the support.
Thanks, man. As always, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Да, разговор с Майкъл Вейкат от Хелоуин. Последният ми въпрос. Всъщност, преди това говорихме за много сложни, дълги, интересни неща. Последният ми въпрос беше свързан с това дали всъщност той е религиозен. Майкъл каза, всъщност, да, вярвам, че съществува нещо на този свят. Нещо, което дава надежда и така нататък. Или както беше казал един германски или швейцарски писател, веднага след това го засякох, разбира се, че става дума за французина Волтер. Ако Господ не съществуваше, трябваше, щеше да се наложи да го измислим. Така или иначе, няма да се връщам надълго с превод в пряка реч на това, което си говорихме преди това, но всъщност ще изтъкна най-важното, че практически, говорейки си за руснаци и за германци и така нататък, най-важното е, че основната опозиция, сблъсък е между правителства и хора, защото винаги имало правителства, които защитават интереси, а иначе хората по света са най-яките. Винаги можеш да намериш приятели и хора, които имат значение независимо от тяхната националност. И всъщност днес това, което се опитват да противопоставят едни хора на други в зависимост от тяхната националност, не е важно, въпреки че сме го виждали и преди. Просто така се случват нещата в този свят. Ето, след това ексклюзивно директно интервю с Майкъл Вейкат от Хелоуин. Ето е въпросната песен, която е свързана с тяхното приключение в Америка. Самолетно приключение в Америка. Lost in America. Ей, забравих да го питам дали това има нещо общо с песента със същото заглавие на Алис Купър, но така или иначе вече е твърде късно. Едва ли има нещо общо?